Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Joining us now is Joey Jones, who's senior counsel at Grayling and also a former spokesperson for Theresa May. Joey, welcome back to Bloomberg Radio.
Hello there.
The Prime Minister, Liz Truss, seems to be inching along hour by hour, kind of clinging on to power. I suppose I want to ask you, first of all, with all of your knowledge of government, how did it go wrong so fast? How long does Truss last?
So how did it go wrong? Well, I mean, I've been asking myself this question a bit. I think it seems to be that there was a degree of complacency about government borrowing that had built up over, you know, the backwash of the financial crisis. Then huge sums were spent on COVID support. And some people, I would stress people like Rupert Harrison, were suggesting that this could almost go on forever. So I think there was a blithe complacency about the way that they laid out the mini budget. I think there was also a degree of contempt for some of the institutions that we now see are so critical to financial credibility. So the Office for Budget Responsibility was put in place by George Osborne, who is, you know, no great friend now, it seems, to Liz Truss. And again, I don't think that they treated that institution with the respect that it deserved. So to the Bank of England. But you put all of that cocktail together, and of course it landed them with a situation that blew up in their face, and more to the point, blew up in the face of the whole of the, you know, the British economy, households and businesses and the rest of it. We're going to be paying the price for that.
Indeed. And our own economists have crunched the numbers, and they're looking at an additional £10 billion a year as a result of the ruptures within the gilt markets. That being said, in the last couple of days, of course, what's happened in the markets is there's a little bit more sense of optimism, but a bit more sense of calm within the context, of course, of the significant rout that we saw because Jeremy Hunt has come back and gutted most of the plans. So to what extent does that give, do you think, the Prime Minister cover in the days and weeks ahead, do you think, Joey?
I think if she were able to show a sureness of touch herself, then she might be able to stumble on. But unfortunately, I think that she just comes across as though she's completely divorced from the reality of what is confronting her politically. Economically, yes, I think that, you know, it feels as though there is more credibility, things are calmer. But I think the damage has been done in terms of Liz Truss's already shaky authority within the parliamentary party, because let's not forget the bulk of parliamentarians on the Conservative side actually supported Rishi Sunak. But her authority is just gutted now. And you see her doing interviews last night with Chris Mason from the BBC. She just doesn't seem to be able to project any sort of lightness of touch, any sort of empathy for people, as I say, who are dealing with the consequences of those mistakes that she is now holding her hands up to. No lightness of touch, no ability to sort of flex with very fast moving political events. And I think that is going to mean that she is on borrowed time. It's really a question of when, not if.
Yeah, surely if you were advising her, would you just be telling her to go now? I mean, what is the least worst option for the Conservative Party?
Well, the current situation is humiliating for her. You could see how awkward it was for her sitting at the dispatch box and listening to Jeremy Hunt eviscerating her plan, her project, everything that she had been hoping for. I don't suppose, frankly, that the idea of trooping out of the door of number 10 in abject humiliation would be a particularly attractive one for her, probably faster than pretty much any other prime minister. And so she's going to try to cling on. I wouldn't want to be advising her right at the moment, but I'm afraid the situation is that unless she can suddenly transform herself into a political operator who, as I say, can project those qualities of empathy, fleetness of foot, lightness of touch, that sort of thing that seem to be right at the moment utterly beyond her, I cannot see how she can last in the job.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.